So vacant housing has been one of your priorities, addressing vacant housing. Tell me about the work that you've been able to do so far as county executive.
Well, I committed from day one to do whatever we can so that every community across our county is a safe one. The connection between vacant housing and problems in public safety is very clear. It's very clear here in our county. It's very clear in our largest city, the city of Wilmington. Actually, it's very clear in Philadelphia and across the country. In Philadelphia, reports have shown that repairs to vacant housing resulted in a 19% decrease in assaults and nearly a 40% increase in gun assaults. So we actually created a map that looked at our concentration of vacant housing across the county, and we layered over it our occurrences of violent crime. And they're almost all in the same places across the county. We believe it's a causal relationship, which means that an increase in vacant homes, an increase in vacancy, leads to community blight, which leads directly to increased criminal activity.
How many vacant homes right now in Newcastle County are there?
We believe in all of Newcastle County, there are between 4,000 and 5,000. In unincorporated Newcastle County, areas that our Newcastle County police operates, patrols in, it's over 1,300. Less than five vacant homes. The county has put less than five vacant homes through the sheriff's sale process in the last 4 years. We're trying to increase that to over 75, at least begin the process in the next 12 months. That's one of the elements of the policy that we recently announced.
Why were there so few homes going through the sheriff's sale process, to your knowledge?
I think government sometimes is not managed in the most efficient way. And so we're looking at when you think about the sheriff's sale process can be complicated. You want to make sure there are buyers on the other side. You have to make sure you jump through a number of hoops and foreclosure. And there's a lot of legalities involved in putting a home through foreclosure. You have to actually know what you're doing and make every step correctly and legally. So we are looking at every single step and making sure that that happens. We're also looking for ways to get an increasing number of vacant homes into processes that will involve them being renovated. So, for example, Councilman Tackett, with the strong support of Councilman Penrose Hollins, and the overwhelming majority of council recently passed an ordinance that accelerates the process. It requires vacant housing registration. So if your home is vacant, if you have a home that's vacant for an extended period of time, you will now be required to register it with Newcastle County. If it stays vacant for an extended period of time, you pay increasing fines for that.
Do you have a sense of how many of the vacant homes are owned or have a homeowner living in Delaware who may just have kind of let it go? Or do you have a sense of kind of where the different properties are and the situation they're in?
We certainly have maps that show us where they are. And again, we have what our police call TAPS communities, targeted analytic policing communities, where we disproportionately target our policing resources because they're a little bit less safe than other neighborhoods. Our vacant housing concentrations are in all of those TAPS neighborhoods. So the idea is that we work together, and we're working collaboratively with HUD, which is a federal agency, with the state, which has actually two bills that will help us a lot, and of course with all departments of my government, our special services department, which deals with parks and sewers and buildings, Vince and the folks in housing in our community services unit. Of course, the police, our land use department, all these different departments are coming together to make together with the state and the federal government to make a unified policy. We're working very effectively with community leaders, Sandra Smithers, who some call Mayor Smithers, of Dunleith, is integrally involved, as are Habitat for Humanity, Interfaith Community Housing, leading private nonprofit partners who we're collaborating with both to make the policy and to execute it. Nobody wants this in our communities, and so we're coming together to make a really smart policy and make sure it happens.
So tell me more about this recent announcement and how it fits with some of the state legislation.
So there are basically four pieces that we talked about principally at the announcement. One was this ordinance, which requires the registration of vacant housing. A second part is a bill that is proposed in Dover, hopefully will pass this year, that is an attempt to eliminate what we call bad actor purchasers. So at sheriff sale, it doesn't help us if you have a bad piece of property going to a new owner who's just interested in flipping the property and has a history of not paying bills and not keeping up a property. So it creates a registration process where for most people who want to go and buy a property at a sheriff's sale, who pay their taxes and do good work, they'll have no problem. But if you've had problems in the past, you may actually not have the ability to bid on some of these properties at sheriff's sale. So we're trying to really encourage high-quality landlords to high-quality owners to come to the sheriff's sales. And the third thing is, when there are fines levied against vacant properties, they basically can be a legal lien on the property. So they eventually will have to be paid, and that also could facilitate sheriff sales happening. The fourth thing is, as I mentioned, something that we're dealing with here within county government, and that is executing in a more efficient way on sheriff sales so that when there are vacant properties, there is blight in the neighborhood, we aggressively look at those vacant homes and we convert them into a private property that's renovated and that's actually, you know, a benefit to the community. We're calling the effort vacant spaces to beautiful places. Vacant spaces to beautiful places. The reason we're doing that is a lot of people look at vacant housing and blight and they see hopelessness. They see communities spiraling downward. We don't see it that way at all.